I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Saudi Arabia air campaign continues against insurgents in Yemen. Despite the Sunni versus Shiite conflict, Christians are reaching out. The conflict has claimed hundreds of lives, creating food and water shortages. Spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton, says this kind of violence is an open door.
As Muslims are confronted with the reality of radical Islam, particularly moderate Muslims, it puts them in a frame of mind to be open to the gospel.
Muslims are coming to Christ. Support VOM's work with new believers there. Meanwhile, will Yemen turn into another Syria? International Mission Board reports Yemen currently has one of the worst humanitarian crises in the Middle East. More than 10 million people need food and clean water is scarce. With a recent Shiite-Sunni conflict erupting, IMB reports the likelihood of a civil war is growing. Despite this, believers are living out their faith boldly, pray that believers would be protected as the violence grows. And there are close to 2 million Syrian and Iraqi refugees in Turkey, and the number continues growing daily. Rodi Rodehaver of International Needs tells us the ominous shadow of the Islamic State is spreading there. International Needs and local Christians are helping them through aid and the truth of Scripture. Rodehaver says Turkish Christians are making an impact, not foreigners.
They have the ability to build the friendships that allow people to listen when the conversation turns to who Jesus is.
You can support International Needs humanitarian work at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.